lot of the nationalists, a lot of key areas, were not communists themselves. We just have mutual objectives at this point in time.
I just read some of the stuff in the Washington Post this morning. These visiting students up there. What is their complaint about American business? Is there any legitimate complaints?
No, not significant. The myth has developed that remissions of profits are draining the Brazilian economy. This is almost pure myth. There is Brazilian documentation as well as our.
How much do we take out of the years?
We take out officially something like $40 million, and there may be disguised profits at the maximum.
Decision 1, 6 seconds excised.
I think he's become more rather than less important. There was a little period when
Excision 2, 7 seconds excised.
That's a lot of money, because, you know, after all, this presidential campaign here, you spent about 12 on our course, so that I don't think that's $8 million would be an awful lot of money in the elections.
That's right.
So it's been some
incredibly complicated
political decisions. But how is it really being spent now? Are you going ahead with it?
Excision 3. 39 seconds excised.
Well, now, there's nothing I can do about it with Gulag, is there? Or nothing.
Well, let me do this. This is the point of strategy in general. Is this. One thing I wanted to witness to is the possibility of military action. This is quite possibly in the cards.
Well, now, let me ask. We've, of course, been very critical of Peru's military action, which is entirely different. We might not be quite as the military did a pretty good job a year ago. It all depends on the circumstances of the military action.
I think.
In other words, we're against military action in the Dominican Republic. We've been reserved about the military action. They arrested Prado and so on, and we're going to go back and recognize them next week or this week. But the question really is what our attitude towards it would be.
Well, I think that what we should do, this is a very delicate business, and we have to protect ourselves very carefully about this. I don't think we want to try to encourage coups. What we really want to do with Goulart, I think, is two things. We want to make use of the fact that he does have a tremendous regard for you, and he's really very proud of this relationship that he has established. And there are certain claims, I think we'll get this idea of UK cell, and soon finally we know that you've got your letter.
Excision 4, 11 seconds excised.
as long as they understand that a military action to save constitutionality, they're fine. And I think that's why we can't have the OAS meeting, because this would really discourage the military if we start getting all these countries together and passing resolutions against
that's what
military
I'm
action.
Today with,
we may very well want them to take over at the end of the year, you know, if they can.
We have that military fund, and as I see it, their function is first to keep who are on the rails.
What kind of liaison do we have with the military?
Well, it's pretty good. The military is not united. This is one of the things that make it complicated. There are a few officers who are strong left-wingers themselves, including a couple of quite high position commander of the First Army, which is in the city of Rio de Janeiro. Very dangerous fellow. Gerard toyed with the notion of making him master of war, and then withdrew because there was a hell of a lot of
it. Do you think if Gerard had power, you know, you get in these fights with Congress and just about use anything to get your way, if he had the power, he'd be in the left, or is this just a tactic?
I'm afraid that I doubt whether he's... I don't believe the man is a communist. I think what he would probably do is something like, more like Perón, a kind of populist personal dictator.
Well, I think that you got to remember that he may not have a purpose, but Dantas has a purpose. Zola has a purpose, and that purpose is not Peronese, it may be Nasserist or Titoist eventually. And I think that their presence, that they have the intellectual domination that they might have would move him. So if you're going to play a part on the world scene and today, you can't be a Peron. You have to go further, and that's what they want.
They want.
You have
to
go he's a man of great vanity and a desire for power. I think the chance is 80% that he pretty far to the left with these two fellows.
Yeah,
not be a local dictator. Not be satisfied.
There's a good chance that they were pushing out. They were trying to push Gulara out.
Yeah, but Dan. Well, now, what is it we ought to do? I think that we've got this problem of... how much we do against Gulara and how much we try to do with it.
I think we have to try.
And how what we ought to do about getting the word to the military.
I think strengthen our relations with the military and making our position fairly clear to them. Maybe McNamara ought to review the people he has in there and see if he can...
Well, we need a new army attaché badly. What's the most important? This is a key fellow in the relationship. Our present fellow is nice but really stupid. I talked to the general.
Of course, we don't have any fellows who can speak Portuguese, do we?
Well, there are a few around. Not many. But I think if
Now let's have a... When are you going back then?
Excision 5, 10 seconds excised.
Yes.
Well, then when do we got to look at it now before we so we know where we're going? This army, who are you talking about changing the army attaché?
I'm talking to General Amar.
Well, now, is there any use in changing a fellow within 3 months? You may be able to have to, can he establish his links within 3 months? Anybody that's ever been there before that took good relations? Send back.
I'm both besides Howard.
Dick Walters? Is he in Rome?
Does he know anything about Portugal?
He knows Portuguese.
Oh, he speaks Portuguese fluently. He's a hell of a good fellow. He's got a good political sense, too.
He was Eisenhower's interpreter down there, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He would be marvelous.
Now, what are you going to do about that? I mean, who are we going to get? We've got to get somebody down there who can establish liaison quick. You've got to speak Portuguese.
Why don't we talk to Roscoe Patrick or something?
Okay, but that ought to be done today.
Excision 6. 15 seconds excised.
But you say there's no need my writing to allow it. You can't ask him to do anything.
No. You know, your brother sat in on the initial meeting to set up this political program. Basically, his push is effectively anyway.
Yeah.
Now,
is he going to be at the meeting tomorrow?
It might be a good idea.
Would you? Yeah.
There's one. There are two other little things I can't do. Kubitschek has written you a letter, which I have here.
What is he supporting Gulag?
No.
Is he disturbed?
He's supporting. He's disturbed as hell. He's supporting Gulag only in the idea of return to presidential terms. He wants in 65. He would like to do something about loosening the alliance of partners politically all over Latin America. I think we should encourage him. This letter says very little.
friends with the Kupacek
Act. That would be Monet Action Committee, I think.
Yeah.
They might accept that.
I tried this out on Schmidt last week, and he was down on it. Schmidt has a great prejudice against Ted Moscoso, but he thinks he's prejudiced against all Puerto Ricans by definition. Quite unjustified, I'm sure.
What does he want us to do, I wonder?
Well, what he would really like is for us to set up under the OAS some sort of general political coordinator of the Alliance of Progress, and put people taking that job. That can't be done this year, I think. I mean, this is a likely good idea. I don't know if we think it would be that or not, but I think we have to work up to this by stages, and some sort of action committee, maybe with some blessing.
Well, what way are we going to change it again? Tell me, what is it they want us to do?
What they were, at the moment, the formal structure of the Alliance of Progress is the OAS Council, the American Catholic and Social Council, meeting at ministerial level once a year, and a lot of technicians. What they would like is something like all this under the Marshall Plan at a given point. We got Sticker, the Dutch, former Dutch foreign minister, to be a sort of political coordinator for the Marshall Plan. He got a formal job. He was the permanent chairman of the council. What they would like is something like that.
Well, would Kupacek, would you care to be good at that?
I think he would be good, but he wouldn't have complete receptivity in the Spanish-speaking countries, and that is always assumed.
So what do you suggest I do about this letter?
Well, let's work on an answer for it. I think you ought to do nothing until Ed has had these preliminary talks with the fact that
we thought something like the Monet Act would be with him and Gerard Camargo heading it. Was something that's not official, not sponsored by us, but was on private citizens, industrial groups, political people.
That might get some kind of, I think it's tied in somehow, informally,
to the OAS.
I mean, this would be good. Of course, we can do it.
I think that's a good idea about getting a private group talking about that.
There's no equivalent of a Monet sort of group at all. This would be, the only people of real stature, and only about half a dozen you can name, would be Dick Allen Plaza, Gerard Camargo. You don't have any non-political person in Monet type, but one of these fellows. I like to tie Monet in, Kubitschek in with Gerard Camargo, because Kubitschek's running for president of Brazil, and Gerard Camargo's running for nothing. That's helpful.
Well, can somebody come back to me with this?
Yes.
One other thing, Mr. President. My Northeast program needs a new director. The one we tried was a failure. The best qualified man for this job is a man called Warren Wiggins, who works for Sarge Shriver.